Have you ever created a piece of content, like a post that you know is absolutely amazing, incredible? It is absolute fire. And you realize that even though you did an amazing job, it didn't translate into actual clients. Honestly, you're not alone. And contrary to what most marketing gurus are going to tell you, the problem isn't your offer, your pricing, or even your sales process. The issue is that maybe your message is great, your content is amazing, and it might resonate with some people, but ultimately it's not actually converting. And so we're going to talk about a little bit today around how to create content that really translates into sales and why content that resonates with people doesn't always do that, right? You see, I feel like there's a really dangerous place, an illusion that happens when we really focus on vanity metrics, like let me get more likes, let me get more comments, let me get shares. How do I get more visibility, get in front of more people? And all of these metrics make you feel like you might be on the right path, right? Like you're moving forward. But the truth is that engagement is often just kind of like entertainment in disguise, right? It might feel great and it might feel amazing creating content that you're getting validated on, but it doesn't really necessarily mean anything. I'll give you an example. I worked with a law of attraction coach a few years ago who had thousands, like hundreds of thousands of followers. So they were getting engagement and shares and comments and like all the things, right? And apparently the content was great, but they were not seeing that show up in their calendar. So what was happening is that while the content was resonating emotionally, it wasn't moving people to take action. People were not booking calls and they weren't becoming clients ultimately. And it was making people feel like they were seen, but it wasn't compelling them to actually solve the problem. So I feel like there's a gap between I love your content and I'm in. And it exists because of fundamental misalignment within your messaging. So I find that most coaches and experts out there are creating content that does one or two things. Either it is really, really vague and general that it could apply to basically anybody out there, which means it doesn't speak to anybody specifically. Or on the contrary, it tends to be very tactical, very educational, teaching you how to steps that people consume and save and like comment on, but they never implement, right? Neither of these approaches is actually speaking to power buyers, people who are ready to invest, right? These are people that don't just want to consume content, but they're actively seeking transformation. So I feel like what would actually speak to a power buyer is a content that would say something like, I help high-achieving professionals who've built successful careers while secretly managing crippling anxiety discover how to redirect their perfectionism towards genuine confidence instead of content self-criticism so that they can finally enjoy the success that they've worked so hard to create. Like, notice how specific I went there with the content. It speaks to their specific identity. It acknowledges their current reality. And really, at the core of all of it, it really addresses that gap where they are and where they want to be in a way, right? In a way that really truly creates a natural sense of urgency. That's really the difference between resonating and creating content that feels like, oh, this is nice, to actually moving people to take action, right? It's about bridging that gap, right? Between that truly emotional buy-in and the logical buy-in. And this is what often people miss out. They create content that seems a little bit more vague, a little bit more generic, a little bit like more tactical, which is great. And people feel like, yes, that's me. This is good. I feel understood and I feel seen. But what we want to create is a more type of logical buy-in. And that happens when somebody recognizes that you have the very specific solution that is going to get them the very specific result that they're looking for right now in their lives. Essentially, a big part of how we do that is by presenting our angle of mastery. Angle of mastery is your big idea, your perspective, your unique way of looking at the problem, of looking at the solution, that ultimate outcome that you're coming out with. And what really makes people feel like not only I feel seen, but I need this very specific solution. So the truth is here that your audience isn't broken, right? They're not incapable of making decisions. The problem is that your message isn't really aligned with the decision-making process that your ideal clients really have, right? And so this is really common among spiritual coaches and healers or people that offer things that tend to be a little bit more intangible. Honestly, I see that happening all the time. They often soften their language so much, trying to be inclusive and gentle and non-pushy, that it actually ends up like deflecting sales in a way. And so we really want to think about, okay, how do I get specific? How do I really make sure that the content really activates people? This shift here isn't about becoming salesy or more aggressive. It's about speaking directly to the reality of the people that you could help most powerfully. At the heart of this issue is often an identity problem, not with your audience, but with yourself. I see this happening a lot, honestly. Like, many experts haven't really fully claimed their true authority yet. They're positioning themselves as a nice to have rather than a need to have, right? It's like, you're kind of timidly sharing your content and your ideas. And I see this happening very much and very often with coaches and healers and experts and consultants who position themselves as a supportive guide in a way rather than the specific solution to the very specific problem that your audience has. They want to be seen as nice, not necessary, helpful, not essential, optional, but not inevitable. And so I see this happening a lot in the language that you're creating, in the things that you're saying in your content. Like, I'm here if you need support. I'd love to help you on this journey. Whenever you're ready to explore it, let's talk. Or it's like very vague and very timid versus being really like more of an authority, bold in what you're saying. I find that this really passive positioning ends up attracting very much passive buyers, people who need to think about it. I call these thinkers, right? So the people that are going to think about it, they're going to research, but they're not going to take action. Power buyers respond to a lot of confidence and clarity. They want to work with somebody who really knows exactly how to solve their very specific problem. So the solution here isn't about more content, more social media posts, or more emails, or, you know, growing your audience larger. It's about having more conviction. It's about being willing to say something that actually moves people. It's about stepping fully into your authority and speaking directly to the gap between where your ideal clients are and where they want to be, and positioning your approach as that ultimate bridge. This isn't just about language, honestly. I mean, it's a very important part of it, but it's not just about language. It's about identity. It's about how you see yourself and the work that you're putting out there. When you position yourself as a nice to have, your content will get engagement from people that are going to appreciate you and love what you share and will find it so helpful, but then they will not buy. But when you position yourself as a need to have, your content is going to drive action from people who recognize that they need what you have to offer, right? So let me give you an example about this, just to kind of illustrate a little bit more of what the difference is. So let's say that you are a financial advisor who specializes in helping women navigate divorce. Typically in this case, messaging can sound very much educational, explaining the process, sharing tips, offering resources and guidance or whatever, right? And so a way to really refine that message would be to say something like, I help women facing high net worth divorces protect their financial future when they have no idea what assets they truly own or what they're entitled to, even if their spouse has been controlling all of their financial information for decades. So you can see here how really specific we went there. And not only that, it really positions you as someone who is not just giving them helpful tips, but you're an expert at really guiding them through this very high stakes process, right? So this message is no longer designed to appeal broadly. We don't want that. We want to get into the specifics. It is designed to get the right people to take action, because if you're that audience, that's going to speak to you. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, are you saying something that actually moves people? Or are you just creating content that makes them nod in agreement and feel like, this is nice, this is awesome, let me save the Instagram post, I love it, really cool, thank you, I'm gonna go on my way because I got all that I needed, right? Likes and comments might feel good, but honestly, my friend, they do not pay the bills. And so if you find yourself in a place where you're creating content that you know is good and you're getting engagement but not enough clients, it's time to recalibrate your message to speak directly to the action takers, to those power buyers who are really ready to invest in solving the problem that they have. Now, I want to make it clear, this isn't about manipulation or pressure. It's about having a lot of clarity and alignment in both your message and the identity, right? It's about making it the obvious choice, the right people, that you have exactly what they need right now. If you want to know if your message is effectively moving people to take action or just creating engagement or creating stuff that is really valuable and good, but not really getting people to move, we need to hop on a quick 15-minute call where I'm going to take a very close look at your message, what content you're creating, how you're putting it out there, what are the things that you're saying, and give you feedback on exactly what you need to shift to make sure that you're speaking to actual buyers. Go to brandmessagesession.com right now to book your call. You can find the link underneath this episode, and make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and you follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. And let me know in the comments below if you're experiencing engagement that is not necessarily translating into sales. I would love to know, and I will see you in another episode.